Well, Harry Potter mania has been sweeping through Shropshire today as the latest film in the hit series finally opened at county cinemas. More than 40 screenings of The Deathly Hallows Part 1 were actually planned across the county today alone to cope with the phenomenal demand from fans. But the question, of course, is, will these fans be going home disappointed? Well, I'm happy to report, no, they won't. Although J.K. Rowling's final book has been controversially split into two, this first chapter is probably the best movie in the series so far. We learn more about the young magician's feelings and personalities without sacrificing the visual effects, which are, once again, absolutely terrific. With Hogwarts School in turmoil, we catch up with Harry, Hermione and Ron, who are left to track down the mysterious Horcruxes, which is where evil Voldemort has hidden his soul. Destroy them and the Dark Lord will die. Unfortunately, the Dark Lord is hell-bent on stopping them from doing exactly that. Now, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson and Rupert Grint have spent almost half their lives in the Harry Potter spotlight. And having now completed filming on the series of films, there's certainly a tinge of sadness, as Emma Watson explains.
It was pretty emotional. It felt very difficult to process because we're sort of used to having these breaks and then just and then coming back again. And it was I had to really realise that I wasn't coming back again. That this was it.
The Deathly Hallows Part 1 sets up July's Part 2 perfectly. Every film in the Harry Potter series has seemingly been dark, and this one is no exception. In fact, it's probably the darkest of the lot. It's also nearly 2.5 hours long, which isn't the greatest recipe for the youngest of children who are the easily scared. For the final word, though, here's Harry himself, Daniel Radcliffe, who, you get the impression, is delighted at the success of the series, but is ready to move on with his life.
It was 10 years, so that's enough, I suppose, in terms of time spent with one character. So while it had been fantastic and I'd loved every second and I was very upset on the last day, I'm now sort of very excited about the next chapter of our careers.